He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the first radio show, live broadcast of the Best Stocks Now radio hour of 2019. And it looks like we're going to pick up about right where we left off in 2018. Although things have improved here quite a bit since the opening bell rang about 36 minutes ago. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 223 points. It was down about 370 at the open, so we've gained back 150 since the opening bell. The Dow right now is at 23,111. In my newsletter over the weekend, I put in where those key technical levels are that this market needs to hold. The S&P 500 down 22 points this morning. It's at 2,485. The NASDAQ down 64. That works out to a 1% drop. It's at 6,570. Russell 2000 faring the worst of all. That's the small cap index. It's down 1.4% right now. The Russell is at 1,330. Crude oil. There has been a very strong correlation recently between crude oil and the market. Crude oil down 93 cents this morning to 44.48. That's a 2% drop. And, of course, the market down 1%. Gold is up $3.80. Gold did have a positive year last year. Gold is at $1,285 per ounce. Silver is down 6 cents to $15.48. We've got the 10-year down 2 more basis points this morning. That puts it at 2.67%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting today from a foggy, but the fog is lifting and the market is improving right now. Charleston, South Carolina, on the shores of the historic Ashley River. Well, we start off 2019 about where we left off in 2018 with the down market, but it's all about the close. You know, you can start the day down 300 and end the day up 1,000, and you can start the day up 300 and end the day down 650 in this crazy market. We started down about 370 this morning. At one point during the pre-market hours, the futures were down 500. And right now the market down about 211. We'll see where it closes, however. There's the key. I begin 2019 with just 42 B-plus or better stocks, ETFs, mutual funds. That's it, 42. My low for the year 2018 was 35. So I don't have a lot of hot prospects to look at here today. I do have another 79 A or better momentum. Many of those, however, right now are inverse funds. I begin 2019 with a 79% position in cash, sitting on the sidelines waiting for the market. I'm looking for opportunities on either the downside in the inverse funds or on the upsides if I find something, very compelling. I also have a 10% position in inverse funds, which leaves only 11% invested in stocks at the current time. Well, what's the problem today? Now we're down 156. We could go positive before this show is over, so don't go anywhere. Today it's all about China. China slowdown triggers rocky start to 2019. Well, you know, I just wonder, without the trade war, I think China would be slowing down anyways. Chinese manufacturing had an even worse December than expected, darkening the mood for global equities and upending U.S. stock futures as they start 2019. So it's all about China. China manufacturing. The Caixin Market Manufacturing PMI fell to 49.7 in December from 50.2. And, of course, anything under 50 means contraction. That's the China's first shrinking factory activity figure, the first negative one, the first shrinking one in 19 months for China. And that disrupted the that weight on the international markets. Look at Hong Kong overnight, down 2.8%. Paris down 1.9%. China down 1.2%. Frankfurt down 1.3%. That was the global reaction to the news from China, which came in late Sunday night. And right now we have the U.S. reaction with a 150-point drop on the Dow so far. NASDAQ down 48, but we are regaining a lot of what we lost here at the open. Well, there's a lot of market predictions out there. What's in the cards for 2019? Will the trade war continue? Will the volatility continue? What about oil prices and OPEC? We've seen a stunning drop in oil prices, which began in October, and it pretty much coincided with the steep drop in the stock market. Oil is, you see, a leading indicator for the global economy. And don't forget that the energy sector makes up about 10% of S&P 500 earnings, and those earnings for that sector have been downgraded considerably here over the last couple of months. What's the next step for monetary policy? Will the Fed back off? You know, the market did not react very well to their last interest rate hike. We'll see whether or not they proceed with a schedule of two rate hikes in 2019 or whether they back down from that. Will the dollar continue its strength? That had a lot to do with the market sell-off in 2018. But all in all, I mean, the market was down 6 or 7% somewhere in there. A lot of areas of the market, however, did worse than that. What about Brexit? 50-50 chance that they don't get Brexit through, that they don't follow through with the will of the people. What about the effects of quantitative easing, waning quantitative easing? We've gone from a globe full of quantitative easing to a globe full of quantitative tightening. How will the third year of Trump's presidency? The first two were good. Well, let's call it the first year and a half. Let's call it the first year and three quarters. The stock market roared, and then it took a big spill in October and November of about 15 to 17%, somewhere in that neighborhood. And what about the new Congress, which this year will be headed up by the Democrats? Well, China definitely is a big one. It is still hanging out there. We still need to get a resolution. We're looking at a March 1st hard deadline for this current round of talks. President Xi says that cooperation is the best choice for both sides. He told President Trump in a congratulatory message today to mark 40 years. That's right. It was 40 years ago that Richard Nixon went to China and helped to establish diplomatic relations with Red China. President Xi says, I'm willing to work with President Trump to implement the consensus we have reached. Have we reached a consensus? In a joint effort to advance China-U.S. relations. Well, Trump also sent his own congratulatory message in return, saying it was his priority to promote cooperative and constructive U.S. China relations. Well, the Chinese stocks not very optimistic about any kind of resolution soon. Alibaba's down 1.6%. NIO, which became public recently, electric car company, competitor to Tesla, down 2.8%. TME down 3.2%. Baidu down 2%. Overall, The Chinese large cap ETF, which is FXI, is down 1.8% so far today. So I would say today all about China so far. But again, we continue to come back from the sell-off that we opened the market with. Well, you know, in the second half of the hour, I'm going to be introducing my new representative in the Minnesota area, in the Minneapolis area. Rumor is he's an ice fisherman. I just hope he doesn't cut a hole around the where he's standing and fall in. No, he sent me a picture of a fish he caught ice fishing, and he wants me to join him on his next trip. Well, he'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour here. But when we come back, we're going to talk about more about the market outlook for 2019. This is Bill Gunderson. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Well, Brazil begins 2019 with a new president, Jair Bolsonaro, pretty much left. He's been sworn in as Brazil's president, taking the reins of Latin America's largest and most populous nation. He's a former army captain. He told Congress he wanted a national pact to free Brazil of corruption, crime, and economic mismanagement. I've been hearing that for decades. Let's see if he's the guy to deliver. He also promised to create a new virtuous cycle to open markets and to carry out structural reforms to shore up a growing public deficit. Oh, they have a huge public deficit. Well, the Brazilian stock market is breaking out here today. In fact, it was one of the better performing markets in the last quarter of 2018. It's off to a very good start in 2019. EWZ is up 4.2% today. That's the Brazilian ETF. And here in the U.S., of course, we still have a border or a shutdown as Trump wants his border wall. He is meeting with the other side today. We'll see whether or not they get anywhere. Democrats intend to vote Thursday on a funding package to end the partial U.S. government shutdown without providing $5 billion for a border wall with Mexico. And, of course, on Trump's side of the wall, he says that the shutdown will continue unless there is funding. We have no choice. We have to have border security, and a wall is part of border security. So we'll see where that goes. That's another thing that the market has to worry about as we begin to 2019. We'll see if they can make a deal as they are meeting today, but I would not hold my breath. Now, it's interesting to see crude oil starting off the year on a down note. And there has been a very strong correlation. I overlaid the S&P 500, the performance of the S&P 500 with the oil market over the last 12 months, and you can see a very eerie correlation between energy oil prices, West Texas Intermediate crude, and the S&P 500. So I think it stands to reason that we're going to continue to watch oil, look for a bottoming out in the oil markets if we get one. You continue to watch the prices at the gas pump. I want to say that gasoline prices have gone down for 84 straight days, and I think the market's gone down. It seems like 84 straight days. But let's keep our eye on the oil markets going forward because of that correlation between oil, energy, not 100% correlation, but a pretty good one between oil and the markets. Well, the global bond markets, they had a very good month in December as there was a giant flight to safety. These are the markets that I've been warning about. Well, I was wrong in December. Global bond markets experienced their best month in more than a year. Concerns about slower global economic growth convinced investors to head for relatively safe assets. Yeah, we waited for that Santa Claus rally in the stock market. Instead, we got a big old Grinch in the form of Jerome Powell, the Fed chairman. But the bond market still finished in the red for 2018. It's anybody's guess. Of course, the bond market will have a lot to do with how the stock market performs. Do we get a resolution to China that would help the stock market? That would hurt the bond market. Do we get two or three rate hikes this year? That would help the bond market. That would hurt the stock. So we'll just have to see. Play it by ear. I start the year with zero exposure and zero interest in the bond market. In fact, I have an inverse position on junk bonds and a small inverse position on the 10-year yield. Drug makers start the year by raising prices. How about that? Let's just take a look at how the drug stocks are performing today. Is that helping them? Is that hurting them? It's helping them. The PPH ETF, which is the Large Pharmaceutical 25 Index, is actually up today on a day when the market's down about 150 as we speak here. More than three dozen drug makers began 2019 by raising the prices on hundreds of medicines, according to an analysis from Rx Savings Solutions. The average increase was 6.3%, including rises on different doses for the same drug. As pressure grows on the industry over prices, other companies like Allergan set the pace with an increase of nearly 10% on more than two dozen products. Boy, I'll tell you what, this is going to draw a lot of ire from lawmakers. Let's watch those drug stocks. The medical sector was one of the better performing sectors in 2019. It finished with a big sell-off, however. At the end of the year, it is starting off on a positive note. We'll also keep our eye this year on the defense stocks. Months after asking shipbuilder Huntington Ingalls for details on pricing, the U.S. Navy has informed lawmakers of its intent to pursue a block purchase of two Ford-class aircraft carriers. That's right, two. The move is expected to save billions of dollars as the Trump administration tries to expand the size of its fleet. Well, the Gerald Ford aircraft carrier was commissioned in July 2017. It came in 3 years behind schedule. Oh, man. We'll see if the builder-in-chief can help out with that. 3 years behind schedule and billions of dollars over budget. It cost about $13 billion, and now we want to build two more. What about the FANG stocks, huh, in 2019? Will FANG regain its bite? I don't know. I'm not so convinced of that. Facebook continues to fumble the ball all over the place. Facebook was down 26% last year. Amazon had a very rocky year. At one point, it was a trillion-dollar company, still one of the strongest growth large-cap stocks in the entire universe. It is up today. Facebook's up $4 per share. It was up 28% for the year last year. It was the second-best-performing FANG stock in 2019. Netflix was the king of FANG in 2019. It was up 39% for the year. Apple was down 7%. Well, we're going to get a weather report and an ice fishing report. Live boots on the ground in Minnesota when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We have the market now starting to sink once again. And as I said, I begin a new year with a very large cash position of 79%, 10% in inverse positions, and another 11% in the stock market. And speaking of low teens, 11% invested in the market, I see that the temperature this morning in Minneapolis is 14 degrees. We hope that Bart's teeth are not chattering. Let's bring in Bart Bailey. We've got boots on the ground in Minneapolis. What's the weather? 14 degrees. Is that right, Bart?
That's right. Hold up today. It's a new year, though.
Yeah. Hey, can you speak directly into your phone and take up? Maybe you're on speakerphone. We'll get a little better sound out of that if we can. 14 degrees in Minnesota. So you're native of Minnesota, right, Bart?
Wisconsin. So right on the border there of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Superior, Wisconsin.
Yeah, you know, my ancestors are from Waupaca. The Gunderson.
Okay.
Line somehow came from Norway and ended up there in Waupaca area, and they were there for quite a while. So I've got some Wisconsin cheese. I'm not an official cheese head, but okay. some people call me worse than that. You're a graduate of the University of Minnesota. I was at dinner the other night, and I looked up at the bowl game. Of course, they have so many bowl games, I lose track, and I was watching the Golden Gophers. How did they do? Did they win that game? We might be having a little bit of, his call dropped. Okay, well, yeah, okay, he's calling back in. I hope he didn't fall through the ice. Okay.
No, I'm back in. The call failed, so hopefully that's better. Hopefully it won't happen again.
How did the Golden Gophers do in that bowl game?
They won, which was pretty good for us. So I know it was a big win for City of Minneapolis. Nice to end the season. I don't want you to know it, that's for sure.
Yeah. We had in San Diego, we had Dave Winfield for many years, who was probably one of the most well-known Golden Gophers, now in the Baseball Hall of Fame. And you got your degree there in Minnesota, Bachelor of Science, Business, Major Finance, Risk Management. Boy, we need some of that these days, Bart.
No, that's for sure.
You've got more titles. I don't know if there's enough room on your business card. Chartered Financial Consultant, Certified Financial Planner, Chartered Life Underwriter. You know, mine just says Chief Cook and Bottle Washer.
Well, definitely value the education side of it, so hopefully I can bring some of that to the clients and show that I have a dedication to the industry and you know, promote kind of your strategies and your investment philosophies through that.
Yeah, you know, we've got a strong following there in Minnesota. I try to get there at least once a year, and we always have a packed house there at the Mall of America at the Radisson Blue. And I know you were working with Fidelity when we found you. Tell me just a little bit, does Fidelity pretty much follow that old asset allocation model?
Yeah, I mean, my time at Fidelity, had a great experience there, but it was, you know, a lot of it was, you know, the asset allocation, the buy and hold strategy, kind of puts you in a risk profile and keep you there. So obviously your strategy is a little bit more dynamic, a little bit more nimble. So something I'm definitely interested in getting started with, kind of promoting around here and nationally through your radio show. So excited for the opportunity.
Yeah, and you know, Bart came back and spent a week with me here in, several days here in Charleston. We even got out on the Ashley River and did some fishing. The tides weren't quite right. More importantly, we got down to Lewis Barbecue, had a good barbecue sandwich there, some of the best brisket in the world right here in Charleston, South Carolina. Now, the most important question of all, how's the ice fishing right now?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think a lot of the listeners are going to think I'm a professional ice fisherman soon, but I enjoy it. I was up there over the holidays fishing back in Superior, Wisconsin with my dad. So we had a good time, you know, got a lot of fish, but it's definitely one of the hobbies I enjoy doing the most in the winter up here.
Yeah, yeah. There's not much else to do in the winter. There's plenty to do if you like all the snow sports. Well, Bart, we're happy to have you. We'll have your office there up and running here in the next few days. And now we will be able to have our folks in Minnesota actually meet face-to-face with somebody there in Minnesota. I know that we've already got several appointments lined up for you. So welcome to the team here at Gunderson Capital Management, and we look forward to many years with the Bart Bailey, the years ahead with Gunderson Capital Management there in Minnesota. All right, Bart?
I appreciate that, Bill. Thanks.
All right. Well, you take care. We're real glad to have you, talk to you there in Minnesota. Boots on the ground and fishing pole in the hole in the ice. What could be more important than that as we begin 2019? Now, if you would like to meet face-to-face with my new representative there in Minnesota, I know he's in the downtown area of Minneapolis. I don't have his exact address yet. You can call us here at 855-611-BEST, especially if you're in that asset allocation model, which is so prevalent in today's world, or that buy, hold, and hope model. Look, the market goes through cycles. The bull market is not going to last forever. In fact, we've had major damage done to the bull market, the most severe damage yet. Have we slipped into a bear? Well, I wrote all about that in my newsletter over the weekend. You can get the newsletter at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. You can also make an appointment with Bart by going to our website at GundersonCapital.com. Just say, hey, Bill, I heard you've got a new rep here, a lot of experience there with the Fidelity. And others, other Northwestern Mutual and all kind of titles, chartered financial consultant, certified financial planner, chartered life underwriter, boots on the ground, Minnesota. Call us at 855-611-BEST if you'd like to make an appointment with Bart. All right, what else is going on here as we begin a new year? Can the FANG stocks recover? Do we need the FANG stocks to recover? Well, you know what? They are pretty weighty. They throw their weight around in the market. That's the technology sector. I particularly like the cloud stocks, the big ones, as we begin 2019. That's part of my 11% exposure, very light exposure to the market right now. I'm very leery of the social media stocks like Google and Facebook. I think there's going to be increased regulations on them. I have had some say, well, that knocks out all the little guys and that strengthens Google and Facebook's position in the world. But I think that their earnings are starting to slow down. That's the problem I have with it. I still am interested in Amazon. I think it's hard to compete with Amazon. I think Amazon has staked out a massive stake in the world's economy, the global economy. They're opening offices. They're delivering packages to rural India, for heaven's sakes. Maybe Whole Foods Market will be delivering there soon. I still like Amazon. I don't have a position in Amazon at the current time. I do not have a position in Apple at the current time. I think Apple, you know, have they seen their best days? Well, one would say so when you look at the reaction they had to their brand new phone here. We will be getting Bart radio equipment. In fact, I have an extra set of radio equipment. We just didn't have time to do it over the holidays. And then his voice probably better than mine, you know, once he gets on here on a regular basis. But I've got radio equipment headed his way. And that will help. You know, there's some areas of Minnesota that are a little bit remote. If you can hear a moose in the background, you know, your phone may drop in and out, go out. And I thought I did hear a moose in the background there. The semiconductors, where will they go in 2019? Do you know that Skyworks was down 45% in the last quarter of this year? Do you know that AMD was down 45%? Do you know that NVIDIA got absolutely hammered 50% in the last quarter of this year, you know, for the quarter, the S&P was down about 14 to 15%, but there were an awful lot of stocks within the tech sector that were down 45 to 50%, including AMD and NVIDIA in the fourth quarter of 2018. Are there some bargains there in the chip sector? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And if you missed it, we now have boots on the ground in Minneapolis area with Bart Bailey, who's got more titles than I do. And I've been here for 22 years, but that's the way it goes. So if you'd like to set up an appointment, I'm still the money manager. Well, you know, I'm not giving up that title. But Bart is the go-between to interface with the folks there in the Minnesota area. You can reach us. We have one phone number to reach us all, 855-611-BEST. We also have the website, GundersonCapital.com. I did write my forecast for 2019 based on what we know about the market right now. Well, the Dow was down 5.6% last year. The S&P was down 6.2. The worst performer of all the indices yet last year in the U.S. was the Russell 2000, which is the small cap index, down 13%. The volatility index was up 132%. There you go. Invest in volatility, the VIX, up 132%. As far as the sectors went in 2018, consumer staples, not a good year, down 11.2%. Financials, a very poor year, down 14.7%. You see, they underperformed the rest of the market by quite a wide margin. The industrials took it on the chin between a rising dollar and the China trade standoff. The industrials were down 15% last year. Communication services down 16.4%. That's your Verizons and your AT&Ts of the world. Energy, the worst performing sector last year, down 20.5%. And materials did not fare well either. They were down 16.4%. The leading sectors last year, healthcare was able to scratch out a paltry 4.7% return, but it took it on the chin in the fourth quarter of 18. Real estate down 5.6%. That's the REITs. And the utilities eked out a 0.5% gain. Some of the top performers in the Dow last year, Merck up 36%, Pfizer up 2.5%, Microsoft up 18.7%, Nike up 18.5%, Visa, a stock that I owned for most of the year, up 15.7% last year. In the S&P 500, the best performers, AMD was up 79.6% last year, despite a 45% drop in the fourth quarter of the year. A Biomed, which I owned the better part of the year, it was up 73% last year. Advanced auto parts up 58% last year. In the NASDAQ, well, you would have thought the top performers would have been Facebook and Google and Apple, but no, AMD, a top performer in the NASDAQ, up 79.6. Workday, up 57%. Lululemon, up 54.7 in 2018. O'Reilly Auto Parts, up 43%. Netflix, up 39.4. Those were some of the best performers in the NASDAQ. Now for some of the big losers in 2018 in the Dow, Goldman Sachs. Aren't they the guys that are the experts on the market? Their stock was down 34% in 18. IBM down 26%. When are they going to kick them out of the Dow like they did with GE? We had Dow DuPont down 25% in 18. Caterpillar down 19.4%. And boots on the ground in Minnesota, 3M, down 19% in 2018. How about S&P 500 biggest losers? You don't need to look any further than GE, down 57%. L Brands, down 57%. Perrigo, which is a drug wholesaler, down 55%. Biggest losers in the NASDAQ. Western Digital down 53%. Wynn, that's our friends in Vegas and Macau, down 41.3%. Around the world, China was down 24.6% last year. Hong Kong down 13.6%. Germany down 18%. London down 12%. As far as other asset classes go, crude oil down 25% in 2018. That's the biggest drop since 2015. Gold actually finished down on the year. I thought it was up a little bit, but no, down 2.8%. Natural gas down 16% in 2018. The 10-year Treasury yield rose 28 basis points, its biggest annual rise since 2013. The cryptos got clobbered. Bitcoin down 75%. Litecoin down 86%. Ethereum down 82%. Ripple down 83%. And Bitcoin Cash down 93%. Well, the gate has opened. The horses are out of the gate. The race has begun here in 2019. We have recovered much of the loss that we opened up with. We continue to recover there. I will be going through my database today of over 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, ETFs. What am I looking for? I'm looking for the best large caps now, if there are any. I'm looking for the best small caps now. I'm looking for the best indexes in the world right now. I'm looking for the best sectors in the world right now. And that includes inverse funds on sectors, on indexes, and on asset classes. Well, it will be an interesting year. We start the year with almost all of the uncertainty that we ended 2018 with. We could be getting some answers soon, at least on the government shutdown. We could be getting some answers maybe coming from China. We're seeing some green shoots there. If you're sick and tired of asset allocation, passive model, ride it right over the cascading waterfall. That's the way most of the big firms operate in today's financial world. If you'd like to talk to us, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.